Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly.
Okay.
And yes, we're going to be a star.
We are.
But
you can't drive my car. You can.
I can, yeah.
Other people can.
Other people cannot, no.
No. Warming up the tires on episode 35.
Episode 35. Exciting business.
Exciting business. There's a lot of news to cover.
We do have a lot of news.
A lot of news, like different types of news, too, sprinkled all throughout this episode.
Yes, and some pure speculation.
Just some wild-ass guesses.
Some shit that I have just made up today, so.
But I'm in agreement.
Instead, I feel like a National Enquirer reporter. I just take a little bit of the truth and I run with it.
I think it works. We'll be talking about the Rolex 24 because by the time this drops,
we'll be on the road.
We're going. So excited about that.
Very excited.
So we're also going to talk about Catherine Lake, who is the only female in the Rolex 24 this year.
She is.
So she's our Woman of the Week. A little more news about our drivers on their amazing race.
Yes.
And then we'll end it with some very interesting shit we didn't make up.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll make up some shit maybe. We'll speculate.
Speculate. Yeah.
Speculate we made up and then shit we didn't make up.
Yes.
Let's just kind of dive right on in the news. So as we've kind of talked about before and hinted at, Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport did name Lena Gade as an engineer.
Good for them.
So she is now the very first female engineer in the IRL.
Yes.
Apparently there were a couple for CART.
Mm-hmm.
As far as IRL is concerned, she's the first female engineer. Which is really exciting.
That is really exciting.
I am beyond excited about that.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So I hope we get the opportunity to meet her this season.
Well, a couple of people on Twitter have said, and I agree, like, there needs to be an autograph line just for her.
Absolutely.
I would wait in it.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I would.
So that's good. She's going to be working with Hinch primarily, so.
Awesome. Well, and we'll get to hear her on the radio. So, yeah.
Yay.
We love Liz and Hinch anyway.
I know.
So this will just be even better for us.
I am beyond excited. Yes.
Yeah.
We've talked about representation of women as far as women drivers, but having women engineers also is great.
It is. It's awesome. Yeah.
So.
We're very pro women in STEM, so.
Oh my god,
yeah.
So pro women.
Way
in
to
STEM.
Go, Lena.
I cannot wait.
Danica Patrick, she has GoDaddy as her primary sponsor for the Double 500s.
Yes.
She is still waiting on a team.
Yeah.
There's a rumor of DRR.
Dreyer and Reinbold Racing.
Yes, Dreyer and Reinbold Racing, but it has been confirmed that the IndyCar series is has taken a vested interest in helping her secure a ride for these two races, for the 500.
For the 500, yeah.
So, and I mean, it's good publicity. I mean, whether you love her or hate her, it's good publicity. For a series that needs to gain more fans, and I know there are people that are saying, you know, like, we don't want all these gimmicks and this and that. Well, you want something, because if we don't have more people coming to races, then we're not going to have the variety of races that we have now. So,
agreed.
Lover, hater, it's going to bring people.
And right now, it's not like,
it's going to bring money.
It's going to bring money. People are going to watch. Viewership go up, and the viewership has been down the past couple of years, especially on TV. So,
and it'll make a big, big difference.
It will be. And it's not that IndyCar is paying for part of this ride. I think, like, Mark Miles. Excuse me.
Yeah, they're just helping facilitate conversations.
Helping with talks.
They are, yeah.
Yes.
Helping with networking.
I like that
yes.
idea. Yes. They're just calling. Yeah, so Dreyer Reinbold, she's on there. I think Sage has been with them, so they're going to try and run two cars.
Yeah.
I would expect Sage to have a car. And they're also looking at, the article said JR or Oriel Servia.
Interesting.
So
I would bet that Sage and Danica do not get along.
Oh, I think that's a good bet.
I would bet that they're both divas, and that if they are on the same team, that's going to be a long month of May for them.
Like, this is petty and horrible of me, but now I want this to happen with
I know, right?
Every fight.
Yes.
Of my being.
I mean, I want Danica to race so that we can listen to her on the radio.
Yes.
I can't wait, because I hear all these things about her, and some of it can be confirmed, some of it can't, but I know how I sound when I'm in the car, and I just drive on, like, normal interstates.
Yeah.
I hope that she lives up to the hype and the rumors about how wild she can get on the radio.
I'm excited.
It's, like, we may just toggle between, like, three stations. We might not even listen to
We might have to do that anyway. It's just too much. It's too much
sometimes. It's too much sometimes, yeah.
Too
We're
many
gonna
channels.
We're going to have to just program a few channels and call it a day.
Yes.
Fiat, Chrysler CEO, hinted at becoming the third engine manufacturer in IndyCar.
So there's been a lot of discussion. Jay Fry said they've talked with a bunch of other manufacturers, because I want to bring a third one in, which Makes sense. More engines equals more cars equals more mm-hmm. drivers, which equals better racing.
More competition.
They couldn't say whether or not if the Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler, was part of the discussion, but I think probably, I know that they just re-upped with Formula One starting actually in the 2018 season.
Gotcha.
So it's Alfa Romeo is kind of like their racing division.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good idea. Again, a third manufacturer. I mean, it'd be Chrysler, Ford would be another one, I suppose, they're having discussions with.
No, I think Chrysler's a better bet. Well, and my grandpa worked for Chrysler, so, I mean, I'm only team Chevy because you're team Honda. Like, if Chrysler comes into the mix, I am hardcore team Chrysler.
Okay.
I have been team Chrysler my entire life.
That's true.
Like, I literally was raised with a strong objection to ever driving a Chevy. Like, I was raised by General Motors haters. And, which is hilarious because I grew up three blocks from a General Motors plant.
That's true.
A General Motors transmission plant. But I grew up with Chrysler Dodge Jeep lovers.
Yeah.
My first car was a Plymouth Acclaim. It was a Dodge Spirit. It was identical to the Plymouth Acclaim, but a Dodge Spirit. That's right. It was going to be a Plymouth Acclaim, but it got totaled. But yeah, so no, I would be hardcore Team Chrysler.
Well, good. I hope they come on. I mean,
I do too.
I think we need a third engine. We're already hitting. I know that the Honda is basically hitting its limit. I think Chevy now, if Dreyer and Reingold
comes
too, they're going to be up there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, we're going to get bumping. Sorry.
We're going to have bumping, and
I'm
so
just
giddy.
Excited again.
So giddy.
As I was kind of reading through everything this morning, I was like, oh, there's going to be bumping again.
It's going to get wild. There's an announcement on the 22nd. Today is the 20th.
Yes.
Which, by the way, happy birthday to my older sister.
Aw, happy birthday.
She doesn't listen, but
we can still say happy birthday.
Yeah, I'll still say happy birthday to her. So there's an announcement coming on the 22nd that's exciting, but also has me a little miffed. So I'll let you give the announcement.
It has me excited and miffed, too, but all right. So on the 22nd, the IMS is announcing the bans for the Snake Pit. I don't care.
Where's the carb day announcement?
Where's the carb day announcement?
Where's the fucking carb day announcement?
I need to know.
It is the end of January, for the love of fuck. Tell me the bans for carb day.
I just need to know.
Nobody gives a shit about the snake pit.
It's gonna be weird techno music that I don't
Some EDM
know.
Bullshit that inspires it's seizures and migraines, and nobody fucking cares.
It's gonna be that Marshmallow Kid again. I don't understand it.
I don't care. Like, I don't have the ability to do that much MDMA. Okay? I am a professional. I have a real job. I cannot take psychedelic medications. This isn't college, okay?
All right, let's just go off on a tangent about the snake bit here, because I understand.
It would be my personal hell to be crammed in with that many fucking millennials.
First of all.
And surrounded by huge speakers with EDM and ridiculous electronic music,
mm-hmm.
Like just pounding in my head. I would probably have a stroke, guaranteed migraine.
Yes.
Likely seizure.
And
I'd probably kill somebody. I mean, the music would inspire such a rage in me that I would probably just kill somebody and leave their body on the ground.
What kills me is that these kids legitimately have no idea what's going on around them. Like, the
premier, was there a race happening?
The premier
motorsport event.
I don't want to say, like, it's
the premier sporting event.
But these kids have no idea.
They have no idea what's even going on.
They're taking their druggies.
I mean, if that's what they want to do, like, live your life, enjoy your day. But can we stop placing importance on the shitty music you're going to have in the snake pit and announce who you're having for carb day?
I just need to...
That's the band the race fans actually watch.
Because you know what? It's the 20th.
Because we don't go to the concert area until the racing is done for the day.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Carb day is for race fans.
It really is. And it better be somebody good if I'm waiting this long.
I swear to God.
So, no, they're announcing the Snake Pit lineup, but I couldn't care less.
Could not give a shit less.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, we'll retweet it, but we don't fucking care.
We don't care. A retweet does not equal an endorsement of the Snake Pit, because
no.
Some of us remember the original Snake
the
Pit.
The real Snake Pit, which will never be repeated. I'm sorry.
Never again.
If a vehicle is not being set on fire, you can't call yourselves a Snake Pit, okay? If babies are not actively being made... And ignored.
It might have been made.
I'm just saying. Cops are walking around the snake pit all willy-nilly. Now you have to be 18 or older to go in.
Hmm.
They did change those rules, which means who's going to be enforcing that? It means that snake pit's going to be littered with excise. I want the days of the snake pit where cops, undercover
not
or not, wanted nothing to do with the snake pit. Even undercover, they were like, not unless I'm getting hazard pay.
Do you think they're going to send the robot in the snake pit?
I think that'd be a very poor choice.
Yeah, we...
Yeah, so let's talk about...
Let's take a minute.
Yeah, this is some other news from IMS. So there was a poll where you could vote on the title.
First of all, there's a robot now.
They have a robot.
But it's not a yellow shirt, because from what I see, he will not... He needs to be painted yellow, first of all. But
so, like, what is his purpose?
It's a security robot. He will be able to monitor situations with video and audio, and it's just another security presence.
A couple things strike me about that. A.
You want me to pull up the
quote? Well, I'm just going to say, A, I know for a fact in the state of Indiana that you are not allowed to videotape somebody with audio without their express legal consent. You sign that they can use any images for, like, promotion of the event. You don't sign that they can use them against you in a court of law. It kind of takes away your Fourth Amendment rights. If you're going to try and use that in a court of law, I'm going to be the motherfucker that's going to take you all the way to the Supreme Court and fight you on that and how it's unconstitutional. So, issue number one, with it being a safety robot. I understand how for people who are actually committing, like, legitimate crimes, that it's a good thing to have
right.
a visual and audio record of things. But I'm just not, like, if it's just going to be there just, like, recording, I don't know.
And I was trying to find a quote about it. Be way to roll out security robot. Wish TV. The robot is equipped with a 360-degree camera, all-terrain tires, and sensors so it doesn't run into anything. False. It's going to run into a lot of things.
I've worked in a lot of hospitals that use robots, and let me tell you, they almost run people over all the time. They all have GPS, they all have sensors, they're not nearly as good as you think they are, and they have to be recalibrated all the time.
Oh, it just
gets especially when you're outside.
This is not going to end well.
No.
It has a two-way voice command so the worker can talk to fans, and they can talk. It also weighs...
No, wait. Is it a human... managing it, or is it like Siri?
I think there's going to be somebody else. So it sounds like almost there's a walkie relay. A walkie-talkie relay between, like, you...
It'd be more fun if it was just, like, a program.
It also weighs 300 pounds.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Maybe it will survive.
I'll tell you, no. I've seen 300-pound people be crowd-surfed. That robot is not surviving me. I think that's a poor choice. You better wrap that son of a bitch in barbed wire.
If they put, like, a yellow shirt in it, I think people would respect it.
Yeah. They put it in a yellow shirt. Yeah.
All right. People be like, okay. It's
put a hat on it.
Give it a little, like, whistle instead of a horn.
It'll be a miracle if it survives carb day. It'll be an act of God if it survives race day.
It will be rolled out in the IndyGP, so we will tweet out any pictures we see of this movie.
Oh, if we see it, we're taking selfies with the robot. Well, I mean, while it's still around.
That's happening. Hashtag IMS security selfie. Oh, God.
Yeah, we're going to find out if it's a human or if it's an AI program that responds to you, because I'm going to ask it all kinds of shit.
We're going to get kicked out of the IMS. Please stop taking selfies with the robot.
No. No, thank you. I find being polite is always the best way. No, thank you. Ma'am, please step away from the robot. No, thank you.
Well, it's 100 days till May, so we've got 100 days to plan.
100 days to plan.
Just to May, not to the race, before somebody apps us.
So, yeah, that's going to be wild.
Yeah, but they did have a poll that you can name it things.
They did. One was Doug Jr., one was Optimus.
Prime?
No, that's the actual
thing.
It was Optimus something would start with a P.
And then it was Ross E. instead of Wally. And I was like, I feel like a stretch.
Yeah.
And then the other one was like 500 HP.
Yeah, that was dumb. I was like, they should have named it Optimus Speed.
I like that.
Yeah.
It was like Optimus Power, maybe?
I think it was Optimus Power.
It's too close, guys. It's too close.
Yeah, Optimus Speed. That would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm taking E. None of the above. I'm right in.
I mean, Doug Jr. would be too bad.
Doug Jr. would be fun. I feel like Doug's just there, like, he's just having a good time. He's not, like, necessarily a security presence. If it was, like, it's just a robot that, like, assist the elderly to, like, their seats, would party with you.
That
stands at a gate
selfies.
And just ran and, like, yeah, take selfies and, like, it takes its own selfies with you and, like, automatically uploads it, gives out random facts about the 500 in the track. Like, yeah, call that Doug Jr. Absolutely. Yeah. If it's a robot that's, like, running for mayor.
We're trademarking. You heard it here first, so you can't do that. We've already trademarked that idea.
Okay. It's ours.
Continue.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's a Doug Jr.
That's a Doug Jr.
Yeah, you could have that one of those at every gate. Welcome to the Annapolis Motor Speedway. Doug Jr.
Would you like to take a selfie?
Yeah, would you like to take a selfie? And then, did you know that the first winner to drink milk was Louis Meyer in 1933, or 1937, and it was buttermilk. Like, that's what I imagine for a Doug Jr. robot.
Yes.
Like, do you need help finding the restrooms? There are 203 bathroom facilities located on the grounds.
Scan your ticket, and I can show you on this map where you need to go.
Right? It needs to have a screen.
Yep.
Like, in the mall, you are here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Like, a public assistance robot, that's a Doug Jr. I hope it doesn't end up with a stupid name, because I won't call it that.
No. It's going to be the IMS robot. I've already decided.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the IMS robot. It's fine.
Whatever its name is, it's going to be short-lived, so.
Yeah. Well, probably should set aside some money for another one.
Yeah. Insure the shit out of that thing.
Oh, I don't know who's going to take that insurance.
Yeah, who would insure that? All right, so on to our main topic.
The Rolex 24.
The Rolex 24.
24 hours in Daytona, baby.
Even longer than that for us.
That's true.
4 days in Daytona for us.
Florida will be changed.
It will. It will never be the same.
It really won't, especially after this year.
No shit.
We're hitting both coasts, Florida. Watch out.
Yeah, we are.
Watch out.
We're coming for you.
We are.
Daytona, you don't even know what's about to hit you. Mm-hmm.
This upcoming weekend is the Daytona 24. The Rolex 24 hours at the Daytona or some bullshit like that.
Yes, at the Daytona Motors International Speedway or whatever.
Yes, international, because it's DIS.
Yes.
This is kind of the first race of the season.
It is.
Like anybody, this is the first race.
Yep. Exciting business.
It is. It's officially the kickoff of the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, so their season officially starts next week.
Yes.
All of us have to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, we have to wait till March, but
it's in Daytona.
It uses part of the NASCAR track. The rest is road course. Which the Daytona track is a tri-oval. Oh, we've got a map again.
Oh, shit.
They show four turns, but it's really turns two and three.
Yeah, so here's two and three, but because it's a tri-oval, they're like, this counts as two if it were to dip down here. And I was like, stop, NASCAR.
No.
No, I'm not buying that.
That's...
apparently you're bad at geometry.
That's redneck nonsense.
It's just redneck's not knowing.
That's redneck nonsense.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen a lot.
Yeah. Redneck nonsense. That's what that fucking NASCAR museum is.
Redneck nonsense.
Yeah, if we do the museum, every picture is going to be hashtag redneck nonsense.
Yeah, so this started back in about 1962, and when it first started, it was 3 hours. It was like a 2,000 kilometer race for a year. Then in 1966, it became officially a 24-hour race. Then we had the energy crisis in the 70s, so that shortened it for a bit.
Gotcha.
And then it started back up 24 hours. Now we're still 24 hours on the track.
Excellent.
So the cars have to keep running for 24 hours. It's similar to the other endurance races. You have to cross the finish line on the car's power because apparently that wasn't a rule.
Mm.
And so people would like park their jankety cars and wait until like the very last minute and like turn it and it would just like coast in. And then they were like, no, that doesn't count. We have to change the rule.
Now, do they have to turn their cars off and then back on again like in Le Mans?
Don't know the answer to that one.
Find that out.
We will find that out for you. I'm not sure. It's different than Le Mans in a few ways. Le Mans is done on an open course. So Le Mans is done on the roadways of France. So they use city streets in Le Mans, but in Daytona, it's on a closed course, so it just runs completely on.
Yeah, so it's all within the track.
All within the track.
Which is awesome, which is what we're used to, so.
Yeah, I don't see that being a big problem for
us. I think that's going to be real easy for us.
Yeah.
So, who has won? Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
Both in constructor, 18 mm-hmm. wins, and in engine, 22 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's known.
But
everybody knows that Porsche has good cars.
What else can you say about Porsche? Again, I'm going to put that really good documentary. Actually, let me take a minute to plug. There's a documentary on Amazon.com. It's called The 24-Hour War. It's about Le Mans and the fight between Porsche and Ferrari. And it actually talks about the Le Mans where both A.J. Foyt and Dan Gurney were the drivers who won.
Interesting, which Dan Gurney just recently passed away.
So it's a really good documentary. Excellent. I
recommend it. Excellent. Well, and Mario actually tweeted a very nice thing about how much he, you know, learned from Dan Journey and how much he respected him and all that business when news broke from his family that he had passed away.
Also, Mario Andretti is right up there right now with Chip Ganassi as far as old drivers on Twitter whom I love.
Yeah.
His little tweet about AJ Foyt's birthday. And then AJ Foyt not knowing what a BFF is. I never knew that I wanted something like this in my life, but I want a reality show where, like, AJ Foyt, Mario Andretti, I'll throw in Chip.
Sure.
Chip, like, they have to live in a house and figure out all of this modern millennial technology.
Or, like, just AJ Foyt and Mario, and it's, like, the odd couple.
I would also be okay with this.
Yeah.
Let's make this happen, CBS.
Yeah, that's the reality TV we need to be watching. So, last year...
Yeah.
Our winners were Max Angelelli.
Yep.
Jeff Gordon, Jeff Taylor, and Ricky Taylor.
Jeff Gordon of NASCAR. And then Ricky Taylor and Jeff Taylor are pretty well known in the...
Yeah, and I think Ricky Taylor has done NASCAR as well.
I think so.
Yeah. Other winners that we know. Scott Sharp, Scott Dixon, TK, Sebastian Bourdais, Christian Fittipaldi, Juan, Charlie Kimball, the bad diabetic, Graham Rahal, Justin Wilson... Dan Weldon, Dario Franchitti, AJ Foyt.
Obviously.
And Dan Gurney.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Dan. And so this year, some of the ones I think you and I will be most interested in, RHR is running.
Yep.
Pagano and Juan are in a car for Penske.
Yep.
Elio and Graham are in the other car for Penske. Piggott's there for, I'm sorry, Peugeot is there for Mazda. Alonso, Fernando is there. Dixon...
Oh, I didn't know Dixon was going to be there. We're drinking wine with Emma. That's happening. It's happening.
We're going to call the shot, apparently.
Yeah. We're partying with Emma Dixon this weekend. Emma Davies Dixon, we're coming for you.
We'll bring the wine.
We're your future BFFs.
It will be in a box.
Obviously, she drinks it out of a box. You can't have glass inside the track.
Obby. So Dixon's there. Catherine Legg is there. Townsend Bell is there. And also, Jackie Chan's racing group is going to be there.
No shit.
No shit!
I'll tell you what. If their pit crew isn't dressed as ninjas, then I don't know what they're doing with their lives.
That would be...
Honest to God, I would pay extra for fire suits that were all black and balaclavas that look like total straight ninja.
I would love that.
And, like, almost look like they have, like, two swords back behind, but it's actually just, you know, just fake, just for decoration.
Pieces of fabric.
Yeah. If they are not dressed as ninjas, then, like, you're owning a racing team wrong.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So, I am too. I'm very excited.
I mean, ever since when we interviewed Doug, and he talked about going to bed and hearing the sound of race cars and waking up and hearing race cars, I was just like, feel like that's heaven.
Yeah, that's something that we need to do.
Yeah, need to experience this in my life.
Yeah, so... I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a good weekend.
I know.
So, it'll be a good time.
It will be.
Which, I'm going to go ahead and plug our social media now.
Okay.
So, make sure that you are following us on our social media, especially this weekend since we'll be on the road.
Yes.
So, you can access everything. If you want to just skip forward for the rest of this, you can access everything on fastcarsfastgirls.com. That's our website. Molly writes blogs. I haven't yet.
One day you...
Someday I will.
One day.
But we have pictures on there. We have our memes, all that business. You can listen to our podcast on there. And there's a little tab for all of our social media. And you can just click straight there. And it will take you right to all of our social media.
Yep.
So if you don't want to do that, I'm happy to give you how to get there. So we've got our Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/fastcarsfastgirls. You can also simply search Fast Cars Fast Girls in the search bar of Facebook. Our Twitter is @fastcarsin317. And that's I am. Our Instagram is @fastcarsfastgirls. Mm-hmm. And our Snapchat is fastcars and then FSTGRLS. So, because
No vowels.
No vowels at the end because we ran out of money on Wheel of Fortune.
We did.
So.
Definitely keep an eye on Twitter, Snapchat, and Insta this weekend.
Yep. Those are going to be our big ones that we're posting videos and pictures and all that good stuff. And, of course, we'll upload everything afterwards to our website as well.
And Facebook.
But, yeah.
It'll be when we get back.
But, yes. So, if you want to watch it in real time, if you want to watch it live, keep an eye on all of that. And don't forget to subscribe and rate us. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. So 5-star rating does wonderful things for us. Make sure to share us with your friends and family. Yes. So download, subscribe, rate us. And you can find us on almost every podcast hosting under Fast Cars, Fast Girls.
And you can also find all of that shit on our website, too.
Yep. You can subscribe, and you can listen straight from there as well. Yeah.
It's like you go to the main page. It's right there.
It's right there. Really easy.
We made it very user-friendly.
Yes. Yeah. It looks nice. It looks sharp, actually. It doesn't even look pretty. It looks sharp.
It does.
It's got a nice, sharp look to it. Like, nice and clean.
We're there.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Yep.
So please follow us. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yeah. You won't regret it.
No.
All right. Our woman of the week, Catherine Legg.
Catherine Legg, or...
Leggy.
As sometimes we will say.
But we will say, because my sister and I like to say leggy. So in 2000, mm-hmm. the British Formula Ford, she was the first woman to achieve a pole.
Awesome. In 2001, in the British Formula Renault, she was the first, 2002, she was the first female to receive the prestigious British Racing Drivers Club Rising Star accolade.
Like that, like should we all like the more you know, like
yes, rising star.
2005 in a champ car, she had 3 victories,
hey,
5 podiums,
nice,
3rd overall in the championship as a rookie.
Get some
baller. 2005 Formula One tested with Mirandi, the second woman to do so. The first was our favorite Sarah Fisher in 2002.
The female goat.
She is the female goat.
Well, I don't know.
Well.
That's a lot of discussion. We'll get it.
That is a lot of discussion. Yep. I would say overall, if I had to like rank everything, like personality and driver skill, that she would be the GOAT.
I would agree to that. But there are different GOATs.
Yeah, there's like different, you know, because there are women who have, although, you know, Simone de Silvestro is pretty awesome. But I mean, I feel like Sarah Fisher had to work harder there. There were more women in the series when Simona was racing and when she started, as opposed to Sarah Fisher. It was just Lynn St. James. So she was only the 3rd woman in IndyCar. And I believe that she's the only woman that holds a track record for speed.
I believe you are right.
So,
and there's a whole ownership issue too.
Yeah, she owned a team. Yeah. So
we went off.
Yeah, quite the tangent there.
That's okay. It's exciting anyway. So 2006 and 2007, back in Champ Car, she was the first woman to compete full-time in the series. And she was also the first woman to lead laps in that series.
Catherine Legg, look at her.
I know.
So 2008 to 2010, she was a DTM driver.
The Deutsch Travis Machine, yeah. She was a DTM driver.
If you say so.
I do.
In 2013, she was the first female to lead an American Le Mans race.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. That's
pretty awesome. Man, we have such girl crushes on everybody.
We do.
It's insane.
And it is. Then she moved to IndyCar. Mm-hmm. So the 2012-2013, she was with Dragon Racing.
Yes.
And in 2013, she did the Indy 500 with SPM, Schmidt-Peterson.
And she's also driven a prototype for the Delta Wing, which is kind of a cool car. It's very sleekly aerodynamic. And by that, I mean, it looks almost like
a triangle. Like
yes.
Yeah.
And I always think of, like, the head of an arrow. It looks like an arrow. It's really cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And, of course, right now, she is an IMSA driver for Michael Shank Racing.
Excellent. Well, we enjoy Shank Racing.
We do enjoy Shank Racing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good drivers come out of there, so.
So we'll awesome. See how she does this year, and
we'll be cheering her on this weekend. So, and hopefully we can, we'll have a chance to run into her, maybe snap some selfies. And we are hoping to actually have her on this podcast here in the next month or so.
Fingers crossed, everybody.
So, yeah, she's accomplished quite a lot.
She really has. It's a great resume for a driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's done quite well for herself. Mm-hmm. All right, other female racer news.
So, in ARCA, which is one of the supporting series for NASCAR.
What does that stand for? Do you know?
I should have written it out when I wrote it down, and I did not.
Okay.
American Racing Corporation America?
That's Championship of America?
That's not it at all.
Champions Association, Association of Racing Championship of America? I don't know.
America is in there at least once. Maybe twice.
Oh, America's definitely. Well, yeah. The American Racing Championship of America. Like in, like, dodgeball. Dodge, dip, dive, dodge. Yeah, it is NASCAR. So the American Racing Championship of America. Well, that's what it stands for now.
Yep.
So, ARCA.
ARCA. Leilani Munter and Natalie Decker. So there are two female drivers in ARCA. They recently put a Twitter out there, and I just wanted to give them a little prop.
A tweet, you mean?
I am a grandma.
Okay.
They put a tweet out there that they want to be the first women to win a race in ARCA. And they start their season February 10th in Daytona, obviously.
Oh, well, we'll have to leave some good luck mojo for
Plus, found this out when I was social media stalking. Leilani is a vegan, and her car is like vegan power.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's like,
what animal products do they use for power?
No, it's like she's sponsored by some sort of like.
Okay,
vegan.
I was like, does that mean that like other forms of fuel use animals? I'm like, I was not aware of this.
All fuel is no.
I mean,
if we're really no. I think it's, yeah. She's a vegan and she's being sponsored by a lot of vegans.
Okay, I was like, is there vegan fuel? Is that a thing? Sorry. So yeah, so they want to win Daytona on February 10th.
So good for them, and I hope that they do.
Yeah, I hope they do too.
Yeah. Hey, you watch reality TV.
So I am the reality TV liaison
this
podcast.
I still haven't watched it.
It's painful. It is. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, you do a lot of research for the show, so I need to carry some
weight.
You're
carrying the reality TV weight.
I'm carrying some weight, so I'm carrying the reality TV weight. So, on The Bachelor this week, I don't really have that much for you. I just fast-forwarded through the episode because I really don't care. I did record the clip with the conversation with the girl who collects taxidermy because that's funny. So, we'll post that. It was last week, but it's still funny. And they did like a demolition derby that week. I missed that. I'd only seen that little clip. And then this week they did like the women wrestled. And at one point somebody was like, this seems vaguely sexual. And I was like, there's nothing vague about
it. Nope.
It's not vague at all. It's just blatantly sexual. So yeah. So I don't know who's,
in it
still. I don't know if the taxidermist is still there.
I'm kind of pulling for the taxidermist, although
I am too. She plays a ukulele. I mean, she seems weird as fuck. She seems like a nice little weirdo. Like, I'd be friends with her.
Yeah, but she's killed somebody before.
I mean, she may have.
She might have.
But, you know, like, she's got all these taxidermy, like, big game animals. Like a polar bear, a tiger. She acquires them like when people have estate sales and different things. Like she doesn't actually, she is not actually a taxidermist. She doesn't actually do taxidermy. She just collects them. And so they're all like used. I don't believe that she buys any of them new from the little amount that I've seen.
There's something weird about saying it's a used taxidermy.
I mean, you know, usually that stuff like just gets thrown away or ends up in a Goodwill or something. It's rare for somebody else to really want it and to not just want it as a joke. I'm just saying, you got a polar bear taxidermy, like, that's real easy to hide a body in.
Yeah.
So, I'd be friends with her. I mean, it might come in handy. I'm not saying she hasn't killed somebody, I'm just saying
she might have.
As long as you're on her good side, she seems like a pretty resourceful friend to have. So, that's about it. Ari, you know, we still have weeks to go until Ari picks who he's going to pick. And I'm still pretty convinced that there's something weird about him, and that's why he's still single. So I don't have any new information as far as, you know, making speculation on what that is, but before the end of the season, I will have a firm theory.
Okay. I'm excited about this.
So The Amazing Race. Now, if you watch The Amazing Race, fast forward, because I'm going to spoil the shit out of the season.
Don't spoil it about for the kids.
Why not? Why would I keep watching every week? I already know how it's going to turn out.
You don't want to watch every week to see how our people do?
I mean, I'm going to skip through, but...
All right.
Well, okay, so this goes... Okay, so this last week. So Rossi and Connor are not in first place, but they're not in last place. They were solid through this week. Okay. It was actually a non-elimination challenge this week. So nobody got eliminated. And so this next week there should be, which they do that like every couple weeks. That's pretty standard. And I know that because I went deep into the message boards. I did a deep dive on The Amazing Race and how it works. It's season 30. I've never watched it. So I had to play a little catch up.
That's true.
So that's where I got the spoilers, and I don't mind spoilers ever, even for shows that I watch regularly. So I was like,
go for it.
It was all like, don't read. I was like, nope. I want all the information now. So apparently they do that like a couple weeks throughout the season where they will, you know, have rounds that you just place, but it doesn't eliminate anybody. Whereas on the other weeks, the last place team then gets sent home. Well, actually, not home. They get sent to a holding facility for the rest of taping so that they're not seen at home, so that people don't know, like, who made it and who didn't. And there's speculation that that holding place, not a facility, it's like a hotel. I know. It sounded like a concentration camp.
You said facility, and I was like,
no, it's just like they sent them all to, like, a hotel. But right. There is strong speculation that where they're holding them or where they held them, had them go during the end of the season, was in Italy. Huh. Because people who were on The Amazing Race were seen there after they had been kicked off the show.
Okay.
And so that's where all of the spoilers come from, is people who live in certain places and who they have seen. And their social medias have led them, like, taking Snapchats with people in different places. Like, well, obviously they made it to this level because this person took a Snapchat with them. Because it all was filmed in October, the 1st through the 24th.
Right.
So with that, Connor and Rossi are going to be in for quite a while.
Okay.
But the rumor is not that they have won.
Okay.
And the reason that is important is because, in addition to my deep diving, I did some light stalking of Connor Daly.
First of all, I believe, and let me put on the lawyer hat, if you put something out on social media,
it's not actually stalking.
It's not actually stalking. No. You want people to look at it.
Yeah. So I saw a Snapchat.
Was it Snap or Insta?
No, I saw a Snapchat of Connor. He bought a house. And he doesn't have much in the house. He has, like, a TV and then, like, all of his racing shit and, like, a chair and a rug. So anyhow, it was just a quick snap and that was it. And I was like, Connor's got his own place. That means Connor's got a job because he had been living with Rossi.
And before he lived with Hinch.
Yeah, and so it's like, he had made jokes about how he doesn't get a job, he's going to have to move back into his mom's basement. There's been all these jokes and all this business. So I don't, you know, and it's not an apartment, I don't believe. I couldn't really tell in the video, but from what I saw of like a sliding glass door, it looked to be more of like a house than like an apartment type. And he said house in his Snapchat.
Okay.
So it seems to me like it's an ownership thing, not a renting thing.
Good for
just
him.
Based on the wording and how it looked.
Look at him adulting.
Yeah. And so then I thought, well, where's his job? So
true.
I went on to other social media. So I went to his Twitter. Well, his Twitter no longer says race car driver. It says automotive enthusiast. And it's got all the shit for The Amazing Race. And then I was like, did he win? And so then I went to the deep dive, found out, no, they don't win.
No.
Because I was like, do they win? He got $500,000. He bought a house. Good for you.
Live your life.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, you can still try to find another job, but $500,000. You bought a house that was reasonably priced because it's Indianapolis, and you still got a couple hundred thousand left to live off of while you figure out what your next job is.
What the fuck you're going to do. Yeah.
But, in fact, they do not win The Amazing Race. I won't spoil it for anybody and tell you how far they get, but they do not win. They're not the final three. I do not know who wins, but I know who the final three are.
Yeah.
Asking you with a simple Google search if you want to know. So then I went to, and I looked at his Twitter, and, like, everything was just, you know, things about The Amazing Race, mm-hmm. and, like, Rossi had tweeted some stuff, and he retweeted, but there hasn't been anything about racing in a hot minute.
Okay.
So I went to his Insta, and there's been nothing that he, like, directly tweeted for a couple days, except in response that somebody showed a couple of, like, stills of him on The Amazing Race, and it was, like, in every photo with Connor, he just looks confused, and, like, he doesn't understand what's going on. Like, he just looks lost and confused, and he was like, yeah, photogenic has never been a word to describe Aww. Me, and gave the, like, what did you expect emoji, and I was like, I love it.
I get it. It's yeah. fine. It's fine.
Yeah. So then I went to his Instagram, and his Instagram story, he was at the airport in Chicago. He was at O'Hare. And it said, you know, to Chicago and back in one day, period, working away, period. So I thought, what's in Chicago? And we mentioned that he has been wearing a lot of Barstool.
Yep.
At this point, gear.
I got looped in.
Yes. Molly has now been looped into the speculation.
At this point, I feel like there's a pegboard at your house with some, like, red
with
yarn.
String. Like, and pictures.
We went deep. And I'm okay. I'm all in.
Yeah. No, the back porch looks like I'm chasing a serial killer at this point.
Let's go.
Trying to find a right for Connor. I've got Dale Coyne on one side. I've got Connor on the other. And I'm trying to connect the dots.
We are trying to find his ride.
So, I don't think that Connor has a job with Barstool.
No.
But I think that he has secured sponsorship with Barstool, and that's why he's repping their stuff. He also was at Sean Latham's show, and he's been very...
I feel like they're homies.
They are homies. He's been on Pat's show a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that Pat absolutely would have done everything he could to facilitate sponsorship for Connor.
I would agree with
that. So I think that sponsorship from Barstool has come through Pat McAfee.
And I will say that he has been on, like, national shows or regional shows for The Amazing Race wearing Barstool stuff.
Yes. I initially thought, is he working for Barstool? And then I thought, if he's going to have a podcast about racing at Barstool, we're fucked. We are just fucked.
So he immediately kicked that theory away.
So I thought to myself, okay, what's likely? Is it likely that he's going to be hosting a racing podcast? No. That's not what he wants to do.
No.
He's young. He's 24, 25 years old. He wants to race.
Yes.
So what's around Chicago, Molly?
Oh, I believe that Dale Coyne is up in that area.
I think you're correct.
I think so.
And
I hope so.
I just want to say...
I'm going to panic Google.
I mean, it's... No, I checked
you
it out.
Did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and I found out that Midway Airport's actually a little closer, but I bet that there's more frequent flights to O'Hare because it's the bigger of the two.
Right, yeah, Midway's always weird.
Yeah. I mean, O'Hare is the devil, but...
No, that's
if you're
true.
Going there for work, somebody else is paying, so whatever.
I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, they're paying for all your transportation.
So
I'm going to go ahead and speculate that Connor's got sponsorship with Barstool. Probably specifically Barstool Heartland, and they will probably have unlimited access to him during the month of May.
True. That would be in the first thing I would say.
Oh,
that
absolutely be in the contract. Yeah. Pat McAfee has unlimited access. And so I think Barstool is going to be a big sponsor. I think he's secured some other sponsorship as well.
Sure.
That he's been keeping close to the vest, but I think he does have some other smaller things.
Yeah. I would
and, I think that we're about to hear a DCR announcement that Connor's going to be his second driver. That's my prediction. That's my speculation.
Like
based on all the facts I have, smart money's on Connor racing for DCR. So you heard it here first.
Unless it's wrong, then you didn't hear it
here. No, you heard it here. And if it's wrong, I'm just going to say, well, that's what happens when you watch reality TV.
I like that.
But
I mean, it makes sense. I do feel like we were just on an episode of Criminal Minds right now.
It's time to deliver the profile.
Let's go.
I mean, my dad was a police officer, so I can follow facts.
No, I mean...
I mean, and really, like, the first place I went to was, you know, maybe he's going to have a podcast. You know, I didn't go to the answer I wanted first. So that's how you know that I wasn't just picking and choosing the facts that fit my narrative. I was letting the narrative be told by the facts.
No, the facts are very well. I could make that argument.
Yeah. And it's a Saturday, which is an interesting day to do business. But...
It is an interesting... But they're testing soon.
But they're testing soon. You never know. It also could have been that they chose a Saturday because they wanted fewer people in the administrative building so that word didn't leak. If I had a big announcement, I would pick it on a day when there was fucking nobody in the building.
Agreed.
I don't trust anybody.
I trust
In fact, I wouldn't even meet on site, but that's just me.
That's true. I meant like,
yeah.
Maybe they just met at the airport.
Yeah.
You
so,
don't know.
So yeah, so that's my prediction. I think that we're about to hear an announcement from DCR about Connor Daly. And I mean, and Connor's a great interview. He's got no problem going on any of these shows. He's awesome for IndyCar. He's awesome for anybody that sponsors him because he's just so damn personable and so likable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just can't help but like the guy.
No, you really can't.
Like you just like him.
Yeah.
And you just want to root for him. Like he just is naturally one of those people that you're just like, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, let's do this. Okay.
And I mean, I feel like even if he wasn't famous, like he's the kind of person that like you talk to him for 5 minutes and if he was like, you know, something, if you had known him for 5 minutes and he was like, I really need to borrow your car for an emergency. You'd be like, yeah, bro, that's cool.
Cool.
Here's my number.
Here's
let me know when you can get it back to me.
Let me know.
You know, he's just very trustworthy seeming. You just, yeah, just one of those type of people. Maybe I should write up a whole thing about it. And then as soon as the news drops, like publish a blog.
You can blog.
Get it picked up by everybody.
You will not blog about this, but you should blog about this.
I should blog about this. So, all right, on to... So that's some shit that
we
kind of made up.
Maybe, but it could be true.
Shit we didn't make up.
It's nice to be in the same room.
It is. It's just something gets lost over the phone.
Yeah, we can't do it over the phone. So in 1988, Church of Scientology... put the Dianetics logo on Robert Guerrero's car. So that made it the first time that a faith has sponsored an IndyCar.
Faith?
I'm already pretty much an SP, so fuck it. A faith has sponsored an IndyCar.
That's a suppressive person.
That's a suppressive person. Yeah, if you don't know what an SP is in the Church of Scientology, Google it.
Yeah, check out Leah Remini's show on A&E. So yeah, you are an SP.
I am an SP. Also, they
forgot
wanted,
you had to deal with them.
I did. They wanted to also put this on an IMSA prototype that both Mario and Michael Andretti would be driving. And by the way, the Dianetics logo is kind of like the books and everything that their founder wrote.
Yes, L. Ron Hubbard developed this theory called Dianetics about how basically everything that's wrong with you physically is because there are evil spirits attached to you, and that you have to go through all of these steps to free yourself from these evil spirits that are left over from
this one big spaceship crashing into a volcano.
Yeah, from an outer space evil lord who landed here. And
they wanted to, the Church of Scientology wanted to put this also, so they had Roberto Guerrero's car. They also wanted to put it on this IMSA prototype that Mario and Michael were driving. Well, Mario, being the good Catholic that he is, refused it.
Nah, bitch.
He said, this is not happening, and they took it off the car.
Yeah, he was like, mm-mm.
No.
Me and the Pope, say no.
We tight. We the Pope tight. This ain't happening.
No. I'm Italian.
I know. First of all, I was like, man, he's a good Catholic.
Yeah, right?
He's a good Catholic. He went,
I don't even think you'd have to be a good Catholic to be like, hell no.
Well, that's true. But to be like, no, the Pope probably won't like this.
Right.
Kind of a good Catholic.
I mean, yeah.
So, this is kind of a little interesting shit we
didn't
make
up
about
interesting.
Church of Scientology.
Church of Scientology.
I hope that you now are branded as a suppressive person.
Oh, I mean, if I'm not, I'm not living right, okay?
I feel like that's the answer.
I am nothing if not an affront to the Church of Scientology, okay?
We're finally back together.
We are.
We've not done this for a while.
We haven't.
Well,
so, let's white flag it. What you got?
I'm very excited to start the season. Not the IndyCar season, that's not until March, but we're going to be seeing cars this weekend, and I have been missing them.
I agree.
And I'm ready to go. It's just so much of an experience. I've just looked at pictures. There's like fireworks. There's a Ferris wheel.
No shit.
There's a Ferris wheel.
I love Ferris wheels.
I was like, oh shit. We're going
to Ferris wheel for sure.
Oh no, that's happening.
And we're snapping the whole time.
Yeah. We're going to live tweet from the Ferris
wheel. Yeah, we are.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I think it's just going to be one of those things that, you know, maybe we never go after this, but we've gone and we've experienced it, and I cannot wait to soak it all in.
I'm with you. I'm just giddy. I'm ready for Wednesday to get here for us to head down and get our campsite set up and party with everybody and hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, just 4 days of awesomeness, which this is going to be the longest that we've camped somewhere for a race.
That's true.
So yeah, it's going to be just extended fun. So yeah, I hope that it doesn't rain very much, if at all. Hope that we have nice weather.
It looks like it's going to be warm-ish.
It does. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, mid to upper 60s, maybe 70s one of the days.
So
yeah. And I'm excited to cheer on Catherine Legg. And, yeah, see what we can see.
Yep. Anything else you want to add for your white flag, or are you just...
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay.
Sorry, I apologize. I still have a little bit of a cough from having the flu last week, so...
I'm sorry. You sound much better.
I definitely do. So, all right, yeah, I think that's it. I'm giddy. I'm giddy for our weekend.
Let's go. Let's wave the green flag instead of the checker flag.
Yeah.
Well,
ooh, I painted my toenails green.
That's exciting.